Oh, good to see you here today. If you miss him, it's all right. You're here. that's what counts. Glad that you're here. Would be sad if you weren't here, but we're really glad that you're here. That's awesome. So this is our Appreciation Sunday, where we take time to appreciate one another. And it was great to see that, to see progress in the building. And we've accomplished a lot this year as far as events that we've held, we had the major conference here, ICFM, and we've been on marches. We've been doing all sorts of things. We've had so many things happening there, and it's been awesome. And we couldn't do it without you. So, appreciation is all about expressing thankfulness, actually, like what Gary shared. It's having a heart that honours God but honours one another. We need to honour one another, and we do that by appreciating one another. Isn't that right? Because if you honour someone, then you will appreciate them, wouldn't you? You honour them by appreciation. If you don't appreciate them, well, that's no honour in that, is there? And so, God, we need to appreciate God, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, that's for sure. But he wants us appreciating each other as well. It's really important. And as we have a thankful heart, what it does, it closes the door to the enemy. And it just really opens up heaven towards us. So God wants us to be really thankful people. It says in Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always. Just not when we feel like it. Isn't that, what happens when we don't feel like it? We don't feel there's anything to be thankful for. Hey, find something. There'll always be something to be thankful for, because we've got to keep our hearts right with God, don't we? It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, in everything. Wherever whatever position you find yourself in everything. I mean, it doesn't mean that if you go out, break your leg, thank God you broke your leg, but it means, okay, in the midst of my having broken my leg, Lord, I give you thanks that you are the Almighty God, you are the healing God. And I'm just going to rejoice in the Lord always. That's what we've got to do. Rejoice always. It's not rejoice when we feel like rejoicing. Rejoice always. Okay, say always.
Always.
That's how often you've got to rejoice. So every day, that means we've got to rejoice. In whatever situation you find yourself, start rejoicing in God. Because I tell you what, when you do that, God has an amazing way of turning things around for our good. Every single time. And so there's power released when we give thanks, totally. And it has the power to release blessings not only in our lives, but blessings into other people's lives. When we are thankful and grateful and appreciate people, it releases something into them as well as ourselves. So it's a good thing to do, guys. Really good thing to do. It's a godly thing to do. Because God appreciates us. He loves this world. He appreciates this world. He loves this world so much that what did he do? He gave his very best. He gave his only son. And so, we've got to have the heart of God in this, don't we? So Jesus always honoured the Father by thanking him, didn't he? You look at how many times he gave thanks. He lifted up his eyes and he gave thanks. So we can, as I said, we can always find something to thank God for. And our prayers should always involve thanksgiving every time. Paul told the Philippians to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say rejoice. And then he went on to say, and I want to read you this, it's in Philippians 4:6. I want to read it in the Living Passion Translation. It says, don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell him every detail of your life. Don't tell everybody every detail of your life, but we don't want to hear every detail, but you can tell God every detail of your life. Isn't that good? And he's not going to say, oh, be quiet, I don't want to hear about that. He wants you to, he's happy for you to do that, but he wants you to have a thankful heart and have overflowing gratitude towards him. that, you know, that he's able, well able, to take your faith-filled request and turn things around for good. Isn't that good? So then Paul goes on to tell us how we maintain a thankful heart. In Philippians 4, verse 8, same the Passion Translation. So keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honourable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind. So that's where we've got to fix our minds on that. Don't fix it on all the bad things that are happening and all the horrible things that you see people doing. And but keep our thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honourable, admirable, beautiful, respectful, pure, holy, merciful and kind. And fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising him always. Isn't that cool? I tell you what, if you'll do that, you'll feel good. At the end of the day, you'll feel a hang of a lot better than if you'd spend all day looking at all your problems, looking at how mean those people are and what they said to you and thinking about what they said to you. I tell you what, you'll feel, at the end of a day like that, you'll feel rotten. You'll feel bad, you'll feel low, you'll feel depressed, sad, lonely, all these things. But if you'll do what God says, keep our minds fixed on him, fasten our thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising him always. I tell you what, I promise you, you will feel so good if you will do that. At the end of the day, you will feel really, really good. All right? That's good news, isn't it? So there's always something about everyone that we can give thanks for. Believe it or not. There'll always be something. Find one nice thing. I remember hearing years ago about this old man. He was such a lovely person. He never ever, nobody ever heard him say a bad thing about anybody. And so there was this person in the wherever they were living, a horrible person. This person was really horrible and he died, this other person. And there was really nothing much good. Nobody got to say anything nice about him because really there was very little to see. But this old man, he got up and he says, about this man, he had lovely hands. He found something admirable about this person. So, you know, you can always find something nice about somebody. They might have nice ears or something. They'll always find something nice. They might have nice eyes, whatever, good teeth, whatever. Okay, so let's just not meditate on what people don't do and should do, but don't do. Don't meditate on that, but think about what they did do, what people have done, what they did do that is good. Don't think about the times. You know, we aren't perfect yet. Is that me making that noise? Okay. Well, I don't know why. I'll just move it a wee bit. I'm spitting in the mic. Okay. Is that good? That's what you appreciate me doing that? Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so I don't even know where I'm up to now, what I was about to say. What was I about to say, Livy? I appreciate you, Libby. I love Libby. Man, listen to her laugh. I mean, she laughs. We'll all laugh. You keep that laugh, Libby. It's awesome. I love it. It's a holy laugh. It is really good. So let's find the good and be thankful for it. All right? And by doing this, we're going to fulfill what Jesus prayed about, you know, that he wants us to be one. And if we can love each other and we can say good things about each other and appreciate each other, and you know what? We'll start to feel we're one. But if there's little, you know, niggles and criticism, blah, blah, like that, that's horrible. That's just, we don't do that. We don't do that stuff, do we? No. This is no. We don't do that. No. We don't criticize one another, do we? No, that's right. We don't. We don't criticize. We don't point the finger. We appreciate one another. We appreciate what we do, what people do in this place. We should make this part of our life all the time. Wouldn't it be good? Wouldn't it be a happy world if we did this all the time? Be a much happier world. Okay, then. So let's focus on the good and the lovely, not the bad and the ugly, okay? And, you know, remember our words are spirit and they are life. We're born again of the Spirit of God. Jesus said, my words, they are spirit and they are life. Christ is in us. He's our hope of glory. So our words are supposed to be spirit and life, not spirit and death. And so when we criticize, when we judge, when we don't appreciate people and we, oh, blah, 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 they didn't do this and they looked at me like this. However, you know, that's not life. Our words are to be spirit and life. And so we learn to appreciate one another and love one another. So we can bless with our words or we can curse. So I choose blessing. I hope you do too. You better. We'll have a kind word with you. A kind one. I might be doing this, but it'll be very kind, all right? Okay. It says in James 3, 9 and 10, again from the Passion Translation, we use our tongue to praise God our Father and then turn around and curse a person who was made in his image. My brothers and sisters, this should never be. See, plain, no excuse. Sorry, repent. Okay, so when we are thankful and when we appreciate God and we appreciate people, we're going to be releasing life and blessing. That's what we want to do. We're born for this very thing. That's what we are born to do. We aren't born of God to curse people. We're born of God to bless people, to change circumstances, to change the atmosphere around our lives and people's lives, our homes, our community, our workplace. We can change it with what we're saying. So just watch the things that you say. So let's be grateful. Let's always be thankful if we want to draw the blessings of God to us. You know, an ungrateful heart is tainted with darkness. That's all there is about it. It says in James 3:15, it says, this wisdom, and he's been talking about envy, self-seeking, strife, and bitterness. He says, this wisdom, that stuff, does not descend from above, but it is earthly, sensual, demonic. So that's where it comes from. So we've got to allow our hearts to come under the influence of the Spirit of God. Isn't that right? So that thanksgiving and gratefulness are always in our hearts. Because if it's in our heart, it will come out your mouth. You know, what's in your heart will eventually come out your mouth. Isn't that right? You know, and it's sometimes at the hardest time you'll really know what's in your heart. What comes out? Listen to yourself sometimes. What's coming out my mouth? Oh, didn't know that was in there. So we got to be careful. We had a wee chat, ain't it? Oh, dear. Okay. All right. So let's just be careful. Let's not murmur. Let's not criticize, judge, blame, resent others. Let's love one another. Let's be kind to one another. And let's not turn against God. You know, if we're doing things like that, we're turning against God. Let's face God, face towards God, and we'll experience his loving presence and blessings. So thankfulness always attracts God's supernatural power to our lives and circumstances, always. So today in this service, we want to express our appreciation to God. And I believe we've done that already, you know, and the worship was really awesome. What Gary shared was really powerful, Gary. It was a message on its own. It was brilliant. So cool. But, you know, I think in all that what's happened during 2018 and to thank one another, recognise one another, that we've been partnering together to build the kingdom of God, to help build this church. We've partnered together in so many ways, and it's all about teamwork, isn't it? It can never just be dependent on one person. If it was left to one person, we would not be able to succeed. But as a team, as we pull together, we work together. You know, when you work together, it's fun, isn't it? You know, you find when people work together, it builds relationships. Yeah. It's, you know, if you're all flowing together and working together, not pulling against each other, but pulling together, that's the key. And You know, we want to express God's kingdom in our community. We want to change our community. If the church won't do it, no one else is going to do it. Or the enemy will do it for us, and it won't be the way we want it. We're the ones who are here to change our community and our nation. It's up to us, body, the body of Christ. It's up to the body of Christ. Don't expect the world to do it, because it won't be the way we would like it to be. It says in 1 Peter 2:17, honour all people, love the family of God, reverence the Lord. And to honour, it means weighty. It's the weight or the value we place on others. So what value do you place on others? It's really important. You know, when someone holds weight in our lives with us, you know, they have influence with us, and we value their opinions. Isn't that right? We value their input or their advice. And today, by appreciating one another, we're actually honouring one another. Each of us has a gift on our lives. Everyone was born with gifts. God put gifts in each and every person. And by using these gifts in the house and outside the house, we honour the Lord, and we're honouring the body of Christ. So we show honour in three ways. One, by being here, that helps. Now, God is always there for us. He's always here for us, isn't he? Always. And he doesn't have I can't be bothered day. I can't be bothered turning up to church today. In fact, nowhere did it say Jesus never turned up in the synagogue, does it? As his custom was, he was in the synagogue. So that was how he worked. And so God doesn't say, well, you know, I've had enough of them, I just can't be bothered. No. So we've got to do, but show honour, we be there. We're here, we're available. You know, we're here serving in the house, or we're serving outside the house as well. It says in Ephesians 4:16, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. Every part. It causes growth of the body for the edifying or the building of itself in love. So we got to work together. And it's been a great year for that, I have to say. It's been a marvellous year. People pulling together, and we've achieved so much, even though we haven't had a huge group to pull together. But people have just, you know, they've put their hand up to do things, and I'm so grateful for that. It really is amazing. Number two, we show honour by giving our best. Now, we give our best always. God gave his best by sending Jesus Christ, didn't he? And so we want to give him our best, the best in our best of time, our talents, you know, our efforts, everything that we do, we give him our best. And number three, we show honour through appreciation. When we express our appreciation, as I've been explaining to you, we esteem people, we lift them up. And as we do that, it draws us close together, it raises that person's value, and it positions us to be honoured ourselves. So today I'm just going to show my appreciation to you all. You know, you've all been faithful serving in the church, and I just want to go through the different areas to thank. I want to first of all thank our leadership team. They've been wonderful, very helpful. You know, I want to thank them for all the time that they've given in serving this house. Behind the scenes, you don't know. And there's a lot of planning, there's a lot of looking to the future, a lot of actioning of things, and plus particular areas that they're also in charge of. And I'll tell you what, I couldn't do it without them at all. So I just want to thank my team very much. Yeah. Yeah. We've got a preaching team. I want to thank my preaching team. That's great. Woohoo! We've had Richard, Gary, Lisa, Kathy, James, and Cara have all been. That's it. And myself. Yes. I think how blessed we are. You know, I talk to a lot of pastors, you know, and they're lucky to have two people who can preach. But, you know, I can call on a good number, and I know I'll get good messages. They'll give. And I tell you what, a lot of time, those who preach knows how much. Did I say you, Kathy? I did mention. Yeah, I did. Okay. Yeah. You know, a lot of time goes into preparing a message, doesn't it? Hey, Gary. A lot of time. And I don't think you realise it's not just quickly look it up, you know, look a few things up, you know, before you get up. No. It could take hours, on a, literally hours, hours and hours. Oh, I mean, that's probably what Richard does, but... No. No, I really appreciate that those who put their hands up and say yes to that. It's just awesome. I want to thank our wonderful music team, Amy, for leading that team, and wonderful, yeah. They also, they put, you know, our musicians, our singers, they put a lot of hours into what they present too, and they've had some big things to work towards this year as well. I want to thank you, James, and the sound team, two people, Hayley and James leading that. And our production team up there, great. Rewa, projection. Ruth for lighting. Not sure if she's up there today, but anyway. Ah, Ruth, there she is. She's, oh, sorry, Ruth, I couldn't, yeah. I did see you walk down now, I think about it, yes. So there we are. We just think, you know, they just quietly up there working away. Isn't that awesome? They never moan. Well, they might, but they don't moan to me, so that's good. They're good value. They really are. And we have our IT man, everything computer related, is Richard Zabo. We appreciate him. Yeah. So good. We've got our property management team. Peter Isaacs heads this up. Thank you, Peter. So great. And all your amazing team. I'm scared to say names because, you know, I'll miss somebody. But I know you're, I mean, Gordon's been with you all the time, hasn't he? And I know Wayne is out there doing all sorts of stuff. And Albert's been working there too. Haven't you, Albert? And there's been others that have come on board at special times. Rod has, I know. Caelan, you have. I think Richard Brown has too, but he's busy. Once. He was there once. He was here help once. Oh, and Brand did too. Brand helped. So, hey? Oh, new? Is new? Jermaine? Is Jermaine here? Oh, Margaret. Margaret too. Did you have a hammer, Margaret, wherever you are? Paintbrush. Oh, my goodness. See, this is what's going on behind the scenes. All these people working so hard. And I'm so scared to mention names because I might miss somebody, but it's not that I don't notice. I notice you all, and I know you work so hard, and we're just so grateful to you all. I want to thank the just hold on, make sure I've got everything here. Okay, it's all right. Yeah, the cafe team, Para's been hitting the pet cafe team up. A wonderful group of... Hope they can hear out there in the cafe. Thank you, Para, and all your awesome team. Ivy, I know you're always out there doing your thing. And Para's really, she's just loving what she's doing. And she's brought a great atmosphere into the place, hasn't she? So just so thankful. And she's got some really great ideas for next year. So looking forward to that. We need hospitality in the church, don't we? Just a lovely atmosphere to come in. I mean, one morning I came in there and they're having such a buzz in the cafe and someone having coffee. And I thought, you know, I thought, oh my gosh, I don't even want to go to the auditorium. I'm the pastor. And I thought, oh, what a really nice atmosphere in here. Maybe we'll just all move and push in there and we'll have church in there. But it's just such a good atmosphere. It was so funny. Oh dear. Anyway, I want to thank... Matt's not here, but men's ministry, Matt, shout out for Matt and what he does, shot Matt, yeah. And I want to thank Richard with the Haka team. What a great, it's been amazing this year. Ooh, thank you very much for training up the guys and guys not in our church. It's been, I was just trying to count how many times we've done the Haka this year. Didn't do it for a few years, did we? And we've six times at least, eh? At least, because I know the... Parliament, the Parliament service, and then the Jesus New Zealand rally, the combined service, ICFM, yeah, Nolene, and then commemoration service. That's six, yes, I said that. What else? Anyway, I know of six times, so that's great. And that's a great thing to have, isn't it, Richard? It's really awesome. Powerful. All righty. So, men's ministry, haka, yep. Women's ministry, Mary, you've done a great job this year. And the team, thank you so much. And she finished with a great Christmas lunch yesterday and wonderful helpers, and she did a beautiful job, that's for sure. So thank you very much. I want to thank the small groups. We've only had two this year. It's a bit sad, isn't it? Just two. But anyway, we're going to have more next year. We want to kickstart MDC again, and got some other. We've got a prophetic thing starting up as well. But I want to thank Miriam. You're just a champion with the Bible study group. She's got a group of women. They study the Word. Yeah, and she's just so faithful in that. And I don't think Joan's here today, which is very unusual. I think she had to work. Well, if she hears, she might hear this on the. It'll be taped. So I want to thank you, Joan. She holds a group for special needs people, adults, and it's amazing what she does. It's quite a big group, isn't it, Albert? I'm not sure how many. Do you know how many? Nine? That's good. Yeah, that's amazing. So she just runs that. Done it for years. She's amazing. I want to thank Cara for the youth ministry and your wonderful lady there. Yeah. And all your lovely lady helpers there. Awesome. Children's ministry. Well, Lisa and Cara have oversight of it now. And this is hopefully temporary, isn't it? Temporary oversight while we're pulling everything together. But I want to thank everyone who's put their hand up to go out there and help so we can keep the children's ministry going. It's really, really important. Yeah. Children are our future. If we don't have our children, you know, we've got nothing. So I thank everyone who's put their hand up there. And if God's speaking to you very gently in your ear about getting involved with that, please don't disobey. Please be obedient. Put your hand up, because you know we've got another whole wonderful program starting next year. Very easy to follow, all sorted out for you. You won't freak out. It's great, isn't it? I'm told it's great. And Lisa and Cara, I've got pulling that all together right now. So that's going to be awesome. Kick off in the new year, isn't it? So that's that. A playgroup, Kirsty. Where's my Kirsty? Oh, there you go. Yeah, thank you very much, Kirsty. And Pam, do you help with that? You both do. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. That's another wonderful thing we do for the community. Joe Zabo, she with the preschool. Just want to thank her and her team too, doing a wonderful job. Yeah, it's really great. Want to thank the greeting team, Taka and her wonderful team, those who are standing at the door and whatever else you do. Hey, thank you so much. It's nice to be welcomed with a smile, isn't it? And thank you, Paul. Are you the only male on that at the minute? No, we won't go there. No? There are more males. Oh, Rod, you're there sometimes, aren't you? Yeah, you're a male. For sure. Yeah, he is. Yeah, Kathy can vouch for that. That's good. Okay, I'll get into trouble here. Okay, just hold on. Okay, moving right along. All right, we've got a creative design team, Kiriana. She's not here either. I don't think she was here. I saw her at one stage. Is she here? Maybe she's out. I don't know. But Kiriana, she's doing a great job. And I know Jermaine helped her with these amazing trees, all that work there. So she's taken that over from Joan, and Joan did it for years. If she hears this, I want to thank her for all the years of wonderful work she did, you know, decorating up this place. Brilliant. I want to thank the administration, that's Huia and Taka, amazing, amazing people. Our marketing team, Cara, Josabo and Taka, they do a lot of work, yeah. I want to thank Grant Baxter, he's our architectural consultant, pretty much, and many other things. Thank you, Grant. And we appreciate all you do too, both of you do behind the scenes. Really appreciate it. Evangelism, Rod and Kathy, thank you so much this year. We've had a great year. We've done, did a training course at the beginning, was that this year or last year? Throughout. Yeah, the years just go so fast. I don't know whether we did that this year, last year, or next year. Anyway, I just want to thank you so much for what you've done, and also being available to have this, to meet people before the service if they want to know more about God. So if you know somebody who wants to know about God, maybe not a Christian or maybe just a baby, and please let them know, and so that they can meet them on a Sunday morning. There's certain weeks they do, every second week, hey? The first two weeks of the month. So, you know, if you know anybody, let them know. And let the people know, and let Rod and Kathy know. So thank you for that. I want to thank, it's amazing. Now we've got film and photography. It's amazing. Whoa. So we've got Peter and Haley involved in that. Is that right? Yes. So we thank them for that. And we've even got a film editor. Haley's our new film editor. She's amazing. Ah, amazing. And I know Haley, for the commemoration service, it took her, well, literally hours editing. Was it 60 hours or something? 60 hours. That's a lot of time. Just as well it wasn't the Lord of the Rings, wasn't it? Okay. I want to thank Gordon and Margaret for the Friday night prayer group. And thank Albert, who was running it prior to them taking over. Thanks, Albert. That's awesome. Where are we up to? You're bored yet? No, better not be bored. We're showing honour here, okay, so don't get bored. Okay, thank you to all those who've been involved in working bees, all the bees, cleaning windows, all of that stuff. Thank you so much. We appreciate you making this place look so great. And all the ICFM teams we had, that was awesome. Yeah, you can clap yourself because there's most of you involved with that. And also, I love the way we've become focused on important national events. I think it's really great. The Jesus for New Zealand involvement has been great. And I just want to thank those who got involved with and got behind Jesus for New Zealand and got involved at the rally and in the service and everything like that. And also those who got involved last Saturday with the March for Life. That was great. And quite a few of us were there. It was a fun rally. It actually was fun. It was fun. We all had balloons. Walked down the street with these helium balloons, pink and blue, and it was a great atmosphere. It was a party atmosphere, but celebrating life and just sending out a really good message that, you know, that God, He loves babies from the womb. You know, they're important to Him from moment of conception. They're important. And so that was a great thing. And I thank you for those who are getting involved with this sort of stuff. Okay, and thank you for all of you who've given generously this year, financially, supporting everything that's been going on. And for all of you who just have been here, we want to thank you for being part of this church, supporting our services by being here. That's so important. So, and I want to also thank all of you who are bringing kingdom change in your workplaces. And a lot of you are doing that. You're bringing change wherever you are working. And some of you are in influential positions where God is using you to change the culture where you are and changing the culture of our nation too. No, it's really awesome. And let me say this, all of us have an area of influence. You might say, well, I don't really influence everybody. Hey, just a minute. Family, for a start. Friends. And then, you know, those that you influence, there's a ripple effect because then they will influence others. And so all of you influence people for the kingdom of God. Okay, so that's all my appreciation of you all. Love you all. Have I missed anybody out? Put your hand up now, quick, so you don't blame me after. Oh, here you go. No, I mean. Oh. Ah, thank you. Ah. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, hey. Thank you, guys. That's very nice. Well, just thanks for the one clap down the back. No, I just thank you. And I just, you know, I salute you all. I do. I really do. I salute you all. I don't know how to salute. Is that how you salute? Is that right? The army man knows. There you go. So, no. Whatever. Okay, so I just want to just give you a quick rundown. We've got out there in the cafe, we've got some Christmas food for you to have and share. Come and eat, come and join us and have something to eat and something to drink. Next Sunday morning, we've just got a short service from 10 o'clock to 11. It's just a worship and then a ministry service, you know, just to be able to pray for people, whatever. Albert might have a prophecy here and there, who knows. And so it'll just be a short service. And the cafe is going to be open at 10 past 9 in the morning. If you want to come early, have some fellowship, have some tea, coffee, a latte, whatever. But there will be no cafe after the service. It will be closed after the service. So if you can, if next week you want to come early, Para said they usually get there at 10 past, they'll be open by 10 past 9. So some of you might be there then. Some may not. Some of you might be here at 10 past 10, which would be nice if it was 10, wouldn't it? Just wait. Just, okay. So anyway. Okay. I'll move on from that one as well. So that's, as I say, that's from 10 to 11. And then we've got Christmas Eve service on the Monday night, remember? From 8 o'clock to 9, we have our Christmas Eve service. Always a lovely service, just a lovely, lovely sort of end to the busy year and a time to really focus on Jesus and be ready for Christmas Day. Woohoo! Yeah. Woohoo! So that, yeah, that's right. Woohoo! It's good. So that's it, guys. That's it. So let me just pray. Better finish with some prayer.